Well, there's a new industrial stoush at Qantas, with the airline threatening to replace its pilots on new long-haul flights if they don't reach a pay deal. The air carrier has been locked in a dispute over what will be the world's longest commercial flights, linking Eastern Australia with London and New York. The ultimatum comes at a challenging time for the sector, with losses being felt from the coronavirus outbreak and ongoing strike action at Jetstar. Gavin Coote reports.
The rise of ultra-long-haul, non-stop flights gets aviation experts like Trevor Jensen excited.
I've got a son who lives in New York, so I would love to see direct flights from Australia to New York, save having to go through Los Angeles. I'm sure lots of other people, particularly in the business world, would love to see.
Qantas, which already runs 17-hour non-stop flights from Perth to London, is eager to offer a similar service for Eastern Australia, a journey roughly 2 hours longer. It's already chosen the Airbus A350 as the aircraft for Project Sunrise, what it's calling its planned route from the East Coast to London and New York. But in ironing out a pay deal with its pilots, Qantas has now issued an ultimatum. It's told its long-haul pilots to vote on a new agreement by mid to late March. And if they don't, the company will set up a new entity, under which it will hire about 400 low-cost pilots under the agreement. Mark Sedgwick is the president of the Australian and International Pilots Association.
There was already evidence of low engagement and some unhappiness in the pilot workforce prior to this latest announcement. So unfortunately, that does make the job of getting to agreement a bit more difficult.
Jamie Freed is another person who's been watching the situation closely. She's the chief correspondent for Asia Aviation and Defence at Reuters.
The biggest thing I take from it is that Qantas wants to proceed with this project no matter what. They really do want Sydney-London flights to happen, and they'll do it with the current pilots or with a new group of pilots if they have to. So it just shows the promise that they see in these Sydney-London or Sydney-New York flights being the future of aviation.
Qantas has been running test flights to London and New York and needs final approval from the Civil Aviation Safety Authority. Trevor Jensen, a former Qantas operations boss and now aviation consultant, says managing fatigue and safety will be central to this.
Paying money doesn't stop you from getting tired, and so that's why you've got this overarching safety and fatigue issue. There's three players in this, really. It's the company, the pilots association, and also the regulator, because the regulator will have a say as to whether they'll accept the fatigue management system.
Some aviation experts point out the pressure legacy air carriers like Qantas are facing with the rise of low-cost airlines. But with Jetstar now locked in a dispute, which has led to strike action, Monash Business School's Greg Bamber adds that some of the biggest challenges are industry-wide ones.
Two current examples, of course, are the bushfires in Australia and the coronavirus around the world, and both of these are having a huge impact.
How does that then colour the industrial relations landscape in aviation?
The industrial relations landscape in aviation is often rather tense. Airlines run on fairly thin margins, generally speaking. So an area they often want to try and reduce costs is the employment costs for their staff. The ultimatum that Qantas has issued in relation to its so-called Project Sunrise perhaps does reflect that Qantas is feeling emboldened, but issuing ultimatums is not a good long-term strategy because it serves to alienate the people who receive the ultimatums. And pilots are a very important group of an airline's workforce. No airline's going to fly very far without having pilots on board.
Qantas insists setting up a new entity is not uncommon, pointing out that it already has multiple cabin crew entities. And it says the end of March deadline will ensure it gets the delivery slots for the new aircraft.
Gavin Coote with that report.